Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Jeff's guests appear on the Service Master by Cornerstone phone lines. The experts when it comes to disaster cleanup. Service Master by Cornerstone on 92.9 FM ESPN.
I'm back on the Jeff Calkins Show. Joined now by Brady White. Of course, one of the truly great Memphis Tigers. And he is now preparing to suit up for the showboats of the USFL. Tickets on sale today. Tickets begin on sale today. Training camp begins March 16th, right around the corner. Brady joins me now. Brady, thanks for joining us. You excited to get this new enterprise going?
Absolutely, and thanks for having me, Jeff.
So what are you like? What are you doing now? Are you working out? Do you have the playbook? What's life look like as you anticipate camp opening?
Yeah, obviously, training and getting prepared physically for the season. I've been doing that for a little bit now since the end of the year last year. And then, it's same coaching staff and a lot of familiar faces with the team. And so in terms of the playbook, a lot of similarities and turnover in terms of us having the same stuff. Obviously, we'll continue to build and expand on what we had last year. And last year was such a quick start, too. So you kind of have to be careful of not putting too much in. But we're going to have more time this year, and obviously are coming in exciting.
Are you physically in Memphis or are you elsewhere? And like, who are you throwing to?
I'm currently in California, home of California, and I've thrown with. I'm actually thrown with a couple teammates who are also grew up in California, and then also with my best friend Trent, who plays with the Bengals.
Really? And are you at what point? Obviously, you worked as a coach with the Tigers last year. How do you decide to keep playing, and what is your thought here? Are you going to play until you're 40 like Tom Brady, or what is your what is the mindset that goes into this? Like, I know you have a little brother who was a quarterback, and he went to Princeton, and he's moved on and is in the business world now, right? How do you, as you go through your life, decide what challenge you want to address next?
Yeah, it's an interesting... life is unique, and everyone wants to have it figured out. And I don't think anyone ever figures out life. I think you can kind of have some order and some understanding of what's going on, but there's always something new, whether it's figuring out what's the next step or handling kids or whatever life throws at you. And so for me, I do know I'm going to be in ball, right? Because I love this game, and I'm going to be doing it for a long time. And so kind of managing, having that opportunity to coach was an absolute blessing. I'm extremely grateful, for Coach Silverfield and Coach Cramsey and that entire staff for giving me that opportunity. And that's something that will be in my future. But kind of like you mentioned, it's kind of this figuring out how to manage the playing, career, but you can only play for so long regardless. So I don't really have a definite answer for you, but nonetheless, I'm very fortunate and blessed to be in the position I am. I'm excited to play. And
what's nice is too is you're still learning. I'm sure everything you learn this year as a player will apply to whenever it is you decide to go full time as a coach, right? I mean, it's still ball.
I think they kind of both ways.
Yeah.
On either side, they kind of go hand in hand. So for sure.
Is the most fun? What is the most fun? Like, what do you love most? Throwing a touchdown pass, being in the lock. Like, what is the most? What lights you on fire?
Just everything about this game, man, absolutely lights me on fire. I freaking am addicted to it. I love it. It's so much fun on all aspects. Obviously, the coaching and playing bring a lot of similarities, but there's a few differences. But it all lights me on fire. But, you know, right now where I'm at, you know, nothing beats having the ball in your hands. So, like I said, it's a lot of fun, and I'm very, very fortunate and have a great opportunity in front of me.
What can you tell us about the offense that we should expect? Again, tickets go on sale today for the Showboats. Camp begins March 16th. First game is April 15th, right there at the Liberty Bowl. What should we expect?
Yeah, no, Coach Haley and the staff that we have are phenomenal coaches and put us in positions to do well. And so, you know, we got some playmakers and got some new signees. So, you know, and the entire league is an exciting brand of football. This is professional football. It's a high level. It's really competitive. And I think fans can expect to have a fun, enjoyable, and exciting product on the field with the play, and especially with our team, the Showboats. Obviously, offensively, the name of the game is to score points. So that's what we're going to look to do. And then play complementary football in all three phases of the game.
Do you keep track of the roster as it – like it is that all rosters at the professional level are in flux. Spring football, I would think, probably more in flux. I was just looking at the roster now. It looks like Cole Kelly and Ryan Willis are the other quarterbacks on the roster. I don't know whether that's the two who you will be competing against, but how closely do you keep, comings and goings literally on the roster in a given day?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's part of my job, and it's my teammates, whether it's the quarterbacks or the defensive players or anything of that nature. So, you pay attention to it because you also, you kind of naturally see it on social media and whatnot.
Right.
But it's not something that's like anything crazy or wild. I think you just kind of take it. And anyone that plays professional sports, especially, in the NFL or anything, like, you understand that this business is a little bit of a revolving door. And so it's exciting to know the names and the faces that are returning from last season. But also really exciting to see some of the new names and faces that were signing, whether I know them personally or have played against them in college or played with them at some point. And then also to see, the other guys that are going to be in the room with me. And so it'll be really good group. I've heard a lot of positive things. I have a little knowledge of some of these guys, but getting to meet them here soon will be a lot of fun, and we'll get after it and help.
Talking to Brady White, he may be disappearing. We may have to reconnect to Brady White. Wanted to relive some of the old days. Sounded like he was getting in his car over in California. Brady, are you there?
Yeah, sorry. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you now. All right, so before you came on, I asked Jeffrey, the producer here, my compatriot, what the best Brady White game was at Memphis. And both of us immediately thought of one. When I ask you, what is your finest moment as a Memphis Tiger football player, is there one game that comes out that stands out?
Are you guys judging it off of like personal performance?
The game that we stick out when you just put the team on your shoulders and carried the team more than any. Yeah, yes, the greatest, for me, the greatest, not the greatest team accomplishment, but your greatest day as a Tiger in terms of what you did. Yes.
I got you. Yeah, because, Jeff, I'm a big team guy.
I know that. You're going to have to go with me on this one. What was your best game?
I think if you go like personal performance statistically, it was probably my last year, the UCF game.
100%. 100%. 50-4, but it was also a great team because you broke your streak. You beat UCF 50-49. That was the DeMonte Coxie stepped away right before that game. 486 yards, 7 touchdowns.
Yeah, it was pretty incredible. So and we had a lot of dudes around me play some big roles, but that was a lot of fun for sure.
My God, did you feel going into that game like I have to be special today? Do you think you felt that, or is that not the way you think?
It wasn't I have to be special. There was definitely a little bit of, like, not nervousness, but, like, an understanding of the situation. Like, you know, guys are kind of backing out, opting out, and, you know, there's a lot of just unknown and young guys that are going to have to step up and play a role, but in that moment, you can't press and you can't try to be Superman. Like, you just need to do your job. But I definitely felt a responsibility and, you know, like, that's my role and that's part of my job, is in those moments to not necessarily feel like I have to be Superman, but to also just do my job, play well, you know, take a step up, but also instill confidence in these other dudes that maybe are playing for the first time or having a larger role. And, you know, it was always, you know, even we're down, you know, 35-14 midway through the third, there's never any panic. So it was awesome.
Yeah, that was incredible. I'm sure, broadly speaking, just the trajectory of the team, getting to the Cotton Bowl, everything else, the improvement, the fact that you got, as a group, the team to where you all got it is probably the greatest source of pride. It is interesting, though. I look at the players you played with, Tony Pollard, Darrell Henderson, Antonio Gibson, Calvin Austin. I think you played with all these. Patrick Taylor, Riley Patterson, Kenny Gainwell, Dylan Parr. Like, it's insane the talent that was in that locker room along with you and others. Did you know when you walked into that, like, of those guys, did you know they were special?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's, like, you're listing off names that I played with, and then there's guys that's been before me. Like, Memphis is a pretty special place. And walking into that locker room, there was a few of them you kind of knew walking in just from watching Memphis, you know, the last year or two before I got there. And also just from, like, hearing it, you know, kind of in the process of me getting to Memphis, like, you know, hearing about Daryl and Tony and Patrick and, you know, these guys and the potentials of the Dylan Parhams and, you know, the DeMonte Cox, all that stuff. You know, and that's and Kenny was a freshman walking in, and Calvin was a, you know, walk on. And so it's like, it's incredible the guys that we had there and then the guys that have kind of developed into these studs. And so it's so much fun playing with guys like that and being able to contribute and also kind of have your own personal legacy alongside theirs.
Oh, 100%. You certainly have shaped that. By the way, last 2 weeks ago, Dylan Brooks was booed here, and we thought of people who had been booed previously. You were booed once. Do you recall that too?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I was booed. Our team was booed.
That's just nuts. That was nuts. That was nuts at the time. Like, I think booing your home team, whatever. Right? But that was crazy. I don't remember the circumstances.
I think it was the Navy game, wasn't it, Brady?
Did you come back and win that game anyway? It was insane.
They did. Yeah. I'm pretty sure it was the Navy game.
It was the Navy game. And it's just, but it's expected. Like, obviously it is what it is, and it's not ideal, but it's like,
no.
I love our fans and they are so invested that they want it. They want to see good ball. Right. And we obviously weren't playing our best, but like, it's like, there's no perspective and understanding of the situation and the game. Like, we had 11 snaps in that first half as an offense, like as Navy, that's how it went. And when we had those snaps, we just didn't take advantage. But then we come out and we light them up, and by the way, that team was like an 11-12 win team, and obviously went on to do what we did. So, but it is what it is.
I'm always amazed, by the way, that you can tell me off the top of your head that you had 11 snaps. Like, what players remember of the games they played? is incredible. It's always astonishing to me. Like off the top of your head, you knew you had 11 a random game against Navy. I do want to ask you a little bit about Seth Hennigan because you worked, you know, you were obviously working on receivers, I think, last year more than quarterbacks. But what do you think of Seth and what lies ahead for him and the team this coming year?
Yeah, no, Seth, you know, obviously everyone knows about his potential and the ability and things that he does well for the team and at the quarterback position. And I think he's going to continue to grow. And, you know, he's now stepping into year three. And so I think he's got a lot of confidence and comfort. Probably will continue to step into that more of a leadership, outspoken role. And then I think the team's got a really good chance to have a strong season. Just continuing, obviously, it hasn't been ideal the last couple seasons, but build on that. You know, there's a lot of kind of situational stuff or what ifs or really close games. And what I've kind of always told the young guys, even as a player, was, you know, whatever, once you get to the high level of football, you know, really high level college ball and professional level, like almost if not half of your season is going to come down to games that are super tight and one possession games, like coming down the stretch, whether they finish like that or not, kind of is how the ball rolls and how you play. But a lot of those the last couple of years kind of haven't gone our way for the Tigers. And so I think the tide will turn a little bit, and it'll be a fun season for Tiger fans to kind of go watch and see us kind of bounce back to what we're used to.
Brady will be back in town with the Showboats. Again, training camp starts March 16th. Tickets on sale today. Great. You're awfully gracious to join us. Always a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks, Brady.
Yeah, thank you, guys. You guys have a good one.
Yeah, see you later. That's Brady White.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.